This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial writer and local philosopher Ted Roberts expounds on the virtues of circularity. Something to do with wheels, I think.
It was 10,000 B.C., 8 o'clock in the morning, when Boko and the rest of the cave clan first noticed that Coco was missing. There was his bearskin rug and a gnawed dinosaur drumstick, but where was Coco? Out of this shaky, seamless, trivial situation came the discovery that would shake human society. An invention that dwarfed the internal combustion engine and computer and their associated spinoffs. It all goes back to poor missing Coco, who now lies in a dark, small cave that's the stomach of some lucky, well-fed, saber-toothed tiger. What's that got to do with technology, you say? Well, eventually, Coco's friends, and I'll admit the gory details, figured out that animal of some kind had just sauntered into the cave and selected their now-deceased friend. Loudmouth Yo-Yo, well, historians think it was Yo-Yo, was the first to announce the pivotal event that has changed society from a gang of folks wearing flea-ridden animal skins that shrunk every time you dipped them into the river into the tuxedoed and gowned gentry of today. Attention, holler Yo-Yo. What we need is a big rock. The word stone and boulder, they had not yet been invented. A rock, he said, to block the cave entrance so four-footed, razor-toothed beasts can't make a buffet out of us humans while we sleep. Great idea. The cave was full of boulders, but who could move a half-ton chunk of rock? Then it happened. As Yo-Yo leaned on a huge rock, it moved. It was different. A less angular build from his kindred rocks scattered about the floor of the cave. Rock and roll was born along with the concept of circularity. You might say mankind was on a roll. And our distant forefathers grabbed the fact that shape was related to movement. So one of the gang rolled that sentry such that it blocked the front door to the cave. And when you wanted to exit for hunting or berry picking or whatever, you just rolled that obliging big rock aside. It worked every time. And you slept well at night, knowing you wouldn't awake in the belly of a tiger. It dawned on humanity that if you could get something round underneath your goods, it was easy to move. And notice that when one of Yo-Yo's descendants invented the automobile, he knew for sure that the wheels had to be round, not triangular. But why did it take us so long to put wheels under luggage?
Ted Roberts spends much of his time pondering on the important issues of the day. He's known far and wide as the scribbler on the roof. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on member-supported 89.3. Huntsville.
Don't try to understand them, just rope them, throw them random. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting, be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride.